is in the house. Can it be the LOC? Coming back at you again, huh? Got somebody.
Welcome
on my
back to Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR on CBS Sports. 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I know you don't care. Be careful not to light the corn on fire when you throw your cigarette buds out there, all right, man?
Is that a text or is that you?
That's just me. Oh. I'm watching you.
I throw them out.
What do you do with them?
I throw them out.
What do you do with them?
I flick the head off, and I throw it in the can that's out there.
You don't throw them out? You just don't flick them on the street of Hampton Avenue?
Not when anybody's looking.
You're so disgusting,
I flick the head off, and I throw it out.
Yeah. Wait. Now, Woody Bender's going to have something good to say here.
Yeah, well.
In fact, what do you know? Hey, Goldie, would the Taliban kill a trainee doctor if you were to go over there and wave a rainbow flag? What do you think?
Kill a doctor?
Well, Dr. Woody Bender.
No. Yeah. Yes. yes, Woody. Yes.
All right. Let's get us back on track.
We haven't been on track in 2 months.
Well, I'm putting my train back on the tracks.
Go ahead.
All right. So I look at the polls this morning, and they're so controversial because I look at the New York Times, which I would have thought would have been leaning more to the left. It's not the Washington Post, but the New York Times. Leaning more to the left.
It's the same tribe.
But Hillary Clinton and Donald J. Trump are deadlocked less than a month before the Democratic and Republican presidential conventions, according to a national poll of registered voters that shows the American electorate feeling disappointed in each candidate.
Really?
That's shocking.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Clinton, while 40% backed Mr. Trump, Wednesday found that 42% supported Mrs. Clinton, while 40% backed Mr. Trump. Trump has gained on her by 6 points within the last month. That, to me, is amazing. After this guy can go out there and say whatever the hell he wants, and he seems to be able just to get out of everything.
Yeah, but what's the difference? So Trump says things that are brash and bombastic.
Brash monkey. Monkey.
And are bombastic. Okay? But what Hillary did behind the scenes was brash and bombastic.
Well, you know, I don't know
Just when she speaks publicly, she's a... What's the matter?
No, I'm just sighing because you said Hillary, and I have my take on it. It's not going to be a hot take. It's going to be hot facts.
The stuff that she has done behind the scene, what are you looking at?
Why do you yell? My gosh.
You can't focus on anything.
Okay, stop it. Stop for a second.
No, I don't want to hear. You got to look here. You got to look there. You don't have to do. Just focus.
Just don't look at me. Look at the window.
Just focus.
Look out the window.
I'm talking to you. I don't care about the listeners. I'm talking to you.
We're having
a conversation that they are listening to.
Okay.
Anyway, we have a caller, so let's take
that. That's what I looked at when you said, what are you looking at?
I don't need you to do that.
It freaks me out when I see something pop up because we never have callers.
Well, let's go to the calls. You really do suck. Hawk Moon, what's going on? Welcome to Golden MVR.
Morning, guys. Sorry to derail the conversation
once again,
but I wanted to talk about peanut butter today.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Here's the part I don't get. Hold on. Here's the part I don't get, Hawk Moon. So you called last week and said, I don't know what we were talking about, but it was totally unrelated.
Pizza.
You said, I want to talk about pizza. And I said, okay, go ahead. And you said, well, I like mine with peppers and whatever you like on it. And then we started talking about pizza places, and when it was over, we said, wait a minute, what's your favorite? Well, I you didn't even have an answer.
I did, actually.
Racanelli's.
I told you. La Pizza. New City.
Yeah, but you weren't prepared to answer that question. You had to, like, let me think for a minute. So let's talk about peanut butter, Mr. Moon.
Okay. So, all right, me wife, she likes to buy the organic, you know, good for you peanut butter, all that. Yeah.
It's got all the oil on top of it. Right. This is all.
Yeah. And you got to mix it. You got to keep it cold.
Disgusting.
Not a big fan of it. Either way. So I'm finally nearing the end of the jar of it. You know, I don't eat a lot of PB&Js for lunch. I'm a big kid at heart.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I was thinking, like, you know, back in the day, maybe when you guys were younger, you know, like, you would have to literally, you know, lick the jar clean, you know, of all the peanut butter. And, finally that it happened to me, man. I pull out this lump of peanut butter, and the jar is clean. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is great. Well, I try to spread it, and it doesn't move. It's like a hunk of peanut butter concrete.
It rips your bread apart, too.
Right, do you want a true solution on how to make that peanut butter? This is a legit way to make that peanut butter spread like melted butter.
Yeah, you warm it up in a microwave.
That's all you do. You put it in the microwave for about 20 seconds, and you've got peanut butter nirvana, if that's your thing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the tip.
But, so now that now that the organic peanut butter is gone, who will be making the next trip to the local grocer to buy the next jar of peanut butter?
Well, that has actually happened, and it was the wife. And I told her, I do not want the organic stuff. Buy the stuff that's bad for me. She's like, okay. So I got a big jar of crunchy.
That's a boy. Jiffy Crunchy.
Skippy.
Extra Crunchy.
Jiffy.
I love the extra crunchy, but unfortunately we're kind of broke, so we shop at Aldi, and it's just the off-brand, it's extra crunchy.
You know, the whole Aldi thing is really changing these days, because they are going to more of a whole, more natural aspect, and they're going after Whole Foods, and they're opening up new locations all over the place. But I have a challenge with the Aldi that I go to. Which unfortunately happens to be closer, is in Arnold.
You know, Hawkwind doesn't care.
But we're talking peanut butter now.
Okay.
But the fruit goes bad so daggone fast. I just can't keep it. Do you have a problem with the fruit?
Well, unfortunately, I don't, because I do eat a lot of fruit. I try to eat healthy as much as possible, but I try to go through the fruit as much as possible. And, you know, fruit shouldn't stay good for that long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's a piece of fruit. Once it's plucked from its tree or the stalk of the plant or whatnot, it should, you know, be decaying and decomposing as soon as possible, unlike a hunk of meat where you can keep it salted, preserved, and of that nature.
So what's your take on ketchup? You have a favorite brand?
Dude, I'm probably going to catch a lot of flack for this, but I don't really care for ketchup.
You're not going to catch any flack for it.
You could never put ketchup on a hot dog.
Well, you can. You can.
Yeah.
I mean, I have in the day, but it's not a fave.
Yeah, I mean, if I get the chance, I'll do slices of tomato, but I don't really care for ketchup. And for hot dogs, I like that the Country Bob's barbecue sauce they got at Bush this year.
Wait a minute. You'll put no ketchup on a hot dog, but barbecue sauce is okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
All right. All right.
Feel free to call in.
Hawk
anytime.
Moon, thanks. I love talking about food, even though you really don't. I appreciate that you're calling.
Peanut butter food. Hey, put some peanut butter crunchy on Granny Smith apples. That's a good little treat right there.
You want to know what is an outstanding talking about peanut butter jelly sandwiches?
And how do we go from Bagazzi to peanut butter?
I don't know. Because of Hawk Moon. Take crunchy peanut butter. Take grape jelly. Sesame and rye toast, by the way. Rye toast.
Hardy rye. Hardy. Not soft, but hardy rye.
Okay, and you also put a couple slabs of bacon on there and a little garlic.
Cooked bacon
or
uncooked
bacon?
Okay.
And a little bit of garlic powder. Oh, my God.
So PBJ, cooked bacon, garlic powder.
That's it.
On rye.
On toasted rye bread. And if that doesn't work for you, then I apologize.
You know what?
That is fantastic.
I remember the smell of the bacon coming back from Lake of the Ozarks into the cabin. It just smelled so good. I just love that smell.
Mm.
But now when I cook bacon at my house, I cannot stand. The whole house smells like bacon.
Why?
It's just all day.
I love it. It's like after you eat a good meal and 2 hours later you burp and you can still taste it. I love that.
Oh, gosh. It's because you choke up and you chew your food. Are you the guy that uses a toothpick that gets a piece of meat out of your molar and the next thing you know you chew that?
It depends. It depends on where you are. I mean, if it's in your molar and you just ate it, what's the difference?
First off, that means you have a cavity, so you better get it fixed.
Well, we don't want to go there with me. I can tell you that.
All right. So I don't know how we segue back to
that. You do know how Hawk Moon called and said, "Let's talk about peanut butter." But anyway, we digressed. Thanks, Hawk Moon. MVR continues.
So this whole Benghazi deal. This really got me worked up. Just besides the fact that Loretta Lynch met yesterday with Bill Clinton, ironically, on the tarmac out in Phoenix.
What a coincidence.
But how do you meet on a tarmac? Isn't the tarmac like small planes where you have personal private jets? Oh, I just landed here. We landed here. And, people saw it. And we asked, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but why wouldn't they do that covertly? Why would they do it in the open?
I guess that maybe nobody would recognize Bill anymore. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But the story goes, you know, you can read it even on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. All he talked about was his grandchildren and his golf game.
Right.
So realistically, I'm thinking Loretta's getting ready to say, hey, there's some stuff going to hit the fan really quick here with these whole email scandal going on.
Right.
And what she has said and what she hasn't said, which leads me back to the whole Benghazi deal. So,
well, let me ask you a question about that. So they said that they are about to or have already reviewed or found 13,000 more emails. Right. Now, have they already been reviewed?
They have, and there's been a lot more classified, and she was using a false name in some of those.
Oh, I love this.
She was using a pseudonym.
Oh, God.
Hey, you know what? Change the channel right now. Just change the channel. If you more people care about peanut butter and jelly than the four people dying in Benghazi, then you're an ass. If you really think people care more about PB&J than the four people that we left behind as the United States, you are crazy, dude. Get the hell off of this air. Don't ever text me again. I don't care.
Put him in the log. America. Put him in the logbook. Put him in Doug's logbook.
Doug's logbook. Don't. I mean, if you're that much of an idiot where you don't know that we had soldiers that were right there at the airport that we were waiting to – I will never say that because that's them. They are the ones that are giving their lives for our country when you got – people over there who are calling, asking for military support because our embassy was under attack by terrorists, not because of some stupid freaking YouTube video, but by terrorists. And you are at the airport and you're waiting and you had to change your clothes four times because Obama had a rule, no boots on the ground. So the debate was, do you put your fatigues on or do you go in as a normal person? How do you do this? And waited. They called her. She wouldn't answer the phone. It was 3 a.m. Our embassy's under attack. But yeah, let's go PB&J, you idiot. So stupid. That bothers the hell out of me. It took 7 hours for anyone to ever assist him. No military assistance at all. But no. You have to remember, it was 56 days prior to an election.
Political expediency.
That's all it was.
You're describing.
Yeah, that's okay. All it was.
All Obama's tried to do is fulfill every big promise that he made, and so many of them have been impossible to honor, and he will contort himself in so many weird positions to try to groove things through with executive decisions and with bullying and with castigating the Republicans in his speeches. It is just a disgusting display of horrible leadership and self-absorption, and I can't believe that the left-wing media just sucks it all up like a dog. It is awful. I can't stand it, and I don't understand as these things continue to happen, and you know things like this are
going to happen
again. To happen right here in America, and Obama's plan is, well, you have to.
Fine. That's okay. Fine.
All right. Go ahead.
Whatever. Take me away.
Go ahead.
Put me. Lock me up.
Take me away, Calgon.
Hello, Calgon.
Go ahead.
You want to use drones. The biggest difference between Bush's presidency and his ideology of what he wanted to do is capture. Bring these guys to Guantanamo.
Talking about Bush.
Bush.
Right.
Let's go capture these individuals. Bring them here to Guantanamo.
Let's get what we can.
And let's go figure it out, right? So what is... Our guy Obama now and his administration want to do? Let's just use drones. Let's fly over and let's drop bombs and try to shoot them. Okay, that works. You've killed some top leaders. I'm proud of you. That's great. But when you have Bush over here, I mean, how do you know what's going to happen next? You just said it's going to happen again. It's going to. Well, after 9/11 and what everything that Bush did, you know, he wanted to interrogate these individuals. And whether you believe in the, you know, enhanced interrogation techniques, otherwise known as EITs, torture, whatever you want to call it. And the reason why we put people down in Guantanamo Bay is the fact that you don't have to follow the same laws as you do as a person in the United States. Habeas corpus, I think that's the word I'm looking for right here. So I went and I just looked up right now the 13 EITs, which they used after 9/11 to figure out what the hell's going to happen next. And this is after Clinton had the opportunity to get Obama.
No,
I'm sorry.
Osama
bin Laden. Yeah. Well, I wish you would. So you can do the abdominal slap. These are the ITs. Basically standing up and just slapping somebody at the back of your hand. The attention grasp. The interrogator grabs the detainee by the collar with two hands and pulls him closer in. cramped confinement. The interrogator would put the detainee in a box, sometimes big enough to stand in for 18 hours, or only big enough to curl up in for 2 hours. Dietary manipulation. We gave them Ensure and water. That's all right. No real food.
If it's the chocolate Ensure, it's not bad.
I never had to have it. The facial hold. The interrogator holds the detainee's head so it cannot move. Puts one hand on each side of the detainee's face. Okay, whatever. The facial slap. Nudity. This technique was used with others. For instance, a detainee would be forced to stand for prolonged periods while nude. Stress positions. Sleep deprivation. Detainees were kept awake for up to 180 hours, often standing or in a stress position.
That is torture. That is torture.
At least five detainees.
I can't go 6 hours.
At least five detainees had disturbing hallucinations during this technique. One detainee, Arsala Khan, hallucinated after 56 hours of standing after sleep deprivation in October of 2003. After this, the CIA came to the conclusion he was not involved. While standing,
a detainee. How do you laugh at that?
It's because it's, you know, because if you
just ask any of the family members or friends of the people down in Orlando, just as one example, if they could trade to have all 59 of those people back, because as a result of holding some guy's head on both sides for an extended period of time, or putting him in a box for 18 hours, having to stand, as awful as those things are. And as effective as they are, don't you think it would have been worth those 59 lives?
Right. I mean, and why is...
Is it not the enemy?
It is the enemy. And what you want to do is you got to figure out what the hell's going to happen next, right?
Right.
You have to.
That's intelligence.
It's what we would call intelligence. And he wants to... If you go look today, of the detainees that we had at Gitmo, let's call it.
That's what it was called.
They have lost control over half of these people. We don't know where they're at anymore. Right. And some of these are the most highly ranked individuals in the Taliban, or call it, you know, whatever you want to call it, the radicalisms.
You know what's the seminal moment in all this talk, trying to figure out where Obama's head is on this, is when he traded Bo Bergdahl for five Gitmo detainees, high level.
Right.
And there's evidence that two or three of them are back at it.
Well, and Bo Bergdahl just left. He just left his troops. And so many of his troops went to look for him.
Right.
And you
go ahead. Right. But the point is that they went on the air. They went on the air, Susan Rice and the rest, saying what an honorable officer this guy was. and that, you know, he was a hero, and, you know, he suffered and all this other stuff. And then they go ahead and they basically put American and European killers out there, killers of Americans and Europeans, for this guy, that for what?
Right. But they don't. That's what they didn't have the information. If they did, right, they were trying to hide it.
So how do you? Listen, they have the information on everything. Okay,
you would think so, but they're trying to cover it up because it's all politics. It's all politics.
All it is. But I can't understand why Obama would have figured this would have played well. I mean, didn't you?
Every lie comes to fruition sometime.
Right. Every stain bleeds through.
Right. So let me read some text, because apparently people are fired up here. Republicans cut funding for the security of our embassies. Where's the outrage for the soldiers that died looking for the weapons of mass destructions in Iraq?
If I knew the details of that story, yeah, I would be outraged.
I would be too. And I don't have the answer. And I'm not trying to sit here and bleed right or bleed left.
Nope.
I'm not. I'm just giving facts. And if you can look them up on the World Wide Web, and we can talk about Halliburton. You can talk about Cheney. You can talk about how he resigned from Halliburton. And his company made $139 billion.
Well, it wasn't his company.
He was the CEO.
But he didn't own the company.
No, but
he had shares, but he didn't own the company.
Well, you can talk about it.
And he didn't own the company. He wasn't the CEO when he was vice president.
He resigned at that time as CEO.
Right.
But I'm going to talk. Everybody's going to give conspiracy theories.
Was there a better company out there than Halliburton to do this? I don't know.
We don't know, because the government didn't give bids.
Right.
They didn't give any bids. They just automatically gave it to Halliburton. When people were given bids, they said, no, we'll take Halliburton.
Right.
There are people coming in cheaper.
Right.
So, yeah, it was all politicized. Guys, I would totally love to detain Goldie. Keep him up for 8 hours to give him a facial technique. Now, I'm going to tell you who that was.
You don't have to.
Hey. Not the same guy. Would it take a stand in VR? If it were dipping sauces, I would be okay, but not PB. All right. Humphrey, all of the above should be used on Mark from South County. I'm just reading these colds. I don't know what the heck's
the
going
way Mark
on.
From South County talks, he talks as if he just went through three or four of them.
Right. MVR sounds like he's reading a sexy novel from Barnes & Noble.
That's clever.
Really stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, because you go to Amazon.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Torture the stop, scare ISIS. They already hate us enough. Wait a minute. Hold on. Right. Torture will stop / scare ISIS. They already hate us enough.
Okay, yeah, he's saying it's not going to make it any worse.
I get what he's saying. Yeah,
okay. But it didn't sound like that at first.
I had to reread that, yeah. But you know, the word torture is I don't know. I mean, it's a relative term because what is torture? What do you consider torture? I mean, I'm not asking you your personal opinion, mm-hmm. but I know what Donald Trump would do.
Last night, and you said I would bring back waterboarding, and I would bring back a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding. What did you have in mind?
Well, George, you're not talking about what I said before that. I said we are living in a world where in the Middle East they're cutting people's heads off. They're chopping a Christian's head off, and many of them. We talk about Foley, James Foley, and you know, what a wonderful young man. Boom. They're chopping heads. So then I went into this. I said, yes, I would bring back waterboarding, and I'd make it a hell of a lot worse than waterboarding.
Yeah, what did you have?
There you go.
How come waterboarding wasn't on the
E? It is. I just didn't get through it. Okay. I mean, and I, you know what? I, honest to goodness, really did not know what waterboarding was. So I looked it up on YouTube, and you can go, you know, obviously anybody can do it. So you, basically what you do, you have, let's picture a door, and the door is inverted. And then they take a strap and they strap you onto this door so you cannot move. And then they put a towel over your face and they start pouring water all over your face on top of this towel. So it's not going to drown you, but it's going to you feel like you are drowning.
It inhibits your breathing.
It does.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'd bring that back. Let's see what else he'd say.
I had in mind
going worse than waterboarding. It's enough. We have right now a country that's under siege. It's under siege from people. Like living in medieval times. If I have it to do, and if it's up to me, I would absolutely bring back waterboarding. And if it's going to be tougher than waterboarding, I would bring that back.
So as president.
But what is tougher? I mean, give me some substance, Donald.
Can I hear the follow-up?
Then you would authorize torture?
I would absolutely authorize something beyond waterboarding. And believe me, it'll be effective. If we need information, George, you have our enemy cutting heads off of Christians and plenty of others by the hundreds,
so
by the thousands.
Do we win by being more like them?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, that's right. I mean, Trump's a moron, but yes.
I'm not sure anybody agrees with me. I guess a lot of people don't. We are living in a time that's as evil as any time that there has ever been. You know, when I was a young man, I studied.
Okay. We don't care what he studies as a young man, but he knows a lot about Pennsylvania. Joe Paterno. How about that whole deal? We're bringing him back again? All right.
All right. Why don't you pay homage to the textures, and then we're going to go to a break. And I got to think of a trivia
A December 2014 CIA report concluded that 13 years of torture in EITs, which would stand for Enhanced Interrogation Techniques, were ineffective and simply did not work. Furthermore, there are countless books available, firsthand accounts written by interrogators that testify to the inefficiency of torture.
Okay,
Chicken
Hawk, that ends the whole conversation. Okay, I don't buy that.
I'll keep reading. Here we go. How do you stop it? Warheads and racism. ISIS will ultimately win. Even when it's destroyed, the Western leaders of the world will go back on its diplomatic promises by having to kill innocent communities just to eliminate ISIS. Muslims may be deported, which would be a complete 180 from what America is. Right, King's toenail. Let me get through a couple more here, then we can take the break. Right, torture will stop. Okay, so just scrap the whole Geneva Convention. You know what? I love that because there's four rules and articles of the Geneva Convention, which we can get back to, mm-hmm. and they can talk about what the definition of torture is, which good news is I've already brought that up on my World Wide Web, so we can talk about that at the next break, and I'll get a couple more here. The ultimate torture for me would be listening to Mark from South County for more of 5 minutes.
No, just read the story.
I'm just reading them as they come in.
Go ahead.
Guys, these captives would only know torture if they were forced to listen to 9:20 a.m. from 5 to 7 every morning.
I totally agree. and on top of that, if it was enhanced that day by all of Mark's music.
Yeah. Well, no. Not a Trump fan, but he is correct about waterboarding. All right. I guess that's a hot topic there. Hey, Cardinals won.
This
nope, they didn't.
Is state of emergency.
It is.
Who's this? No, just shut up and just tell me who this is.
I'm sorry.
No commentary. Just who is this?
If I can't have commentary, how do you talk?
Say who it is. If you don't know, say
I have
know.
No clue.
Hey. It's Beyonce's soon-to-be ex-husband. Isn't that what's going on in the National Enquirer? Isn't Jay-Z and her going to split up? Show me what you got, Jay-Z. We'll be right back.
Get a drum or some. I already gave the summer some. It's the winter's.